Today is a part of our Christmas message. We're going to be celebrating communion. And if you're new with us, I just want to give you a little bit of information. One, it doesn't matter whether you're a part of this church or not, as long as you belong to Jesus Christ, you're welcomed and encouraged to participate in communion, a celebration ultimately of why he came. And so I just want to share with you how we do that here at The Rock in case you're new with us. When it comes to that time in the service later, I'll start in the mat back and I'll begin to send people forward by row. And so if you're seated on this side, you're just simply going to come down this side of the row. We will have broken the loaf. And I love the way we do it here. We started doing this years ago. You actually reach up and you just tear a piece of the loaf. It kind of reminds us that Christ was broken for us personally. You dip your piece of bread just into the juice, the edge of it into the juice. You partake right here, and then you go back around the outside to your row. And so, and you'll see others doing it. You'll be able to just follow along. So I just want you to be aware that that's coming. We've been in our Christmas mini-series titled The Wonders of His Love. In this series, we've been celebrating the whole nature of God, the Trinity and the coming of Jesus, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Two Sundays ago, Pastor Joe focused on the heart of the Father in the coming of Jesus. Last week, we looked at the work of the Holy Spirit as Christ was conceived in Mary. Today, we celebrate the birth of Jesus and communion. We celebrate that he came and why he came. In Luke chapter 2, I want to read to you. The scripture says in Luke chapter 2, beginning in verse 1, "In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. And she wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn." Would you join me in prayer? Jesus, as we bow before you this morning, as we celebrate your coming, the beginning of your story is so overwhelmingly amazing. It just fills us with awe and wonder that you, sovereign Lord, would choose to leave the throne of heaven, to leave perfect peace and seamless harmony, to join us here in the world that we had made such a mess of. I don't know, Lord. I still grasp and grab today at what kind of love that is. It's not a love like I've ever experienced anywhere else. It's so unique. It's so self-sacrificing. It's so giving. It's so wonderful. And Lord, we just want to know your love, and we want to live out your love better than we've ever lived it out before. Thank you so much, Jesus, for coming to be with us. Thank you for coming after us. We love you, Jesus. And we just want to say happy birthday. Amen. Luke chapter 2, verse 8 goes on to read that there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby. They were keeping watch over their flocks at night, and suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." And then suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." I never get tired of reading that, do you? What a sight it must have been when the heavens peeled back and the heavenly angels began to sing as they radiated with the untarnished splendor and gave incomparable glory to God. Beams of light, voices praising God, glory, glory, glory to God in the highest. What a night it was. What a night it must have been when the earthly journey of Jesus began. And what did they proclaim? What was their message? Fear not. Don't be afraid. Good news for great joy. A Savior, a Redeemer, a Rescuer, a Deliverer. He has arrived. And that great news, they said it's great news for all people. He didn't come just for the Jewish people, not just for a select few. For God so loved the world that he gave. He gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. Great news, great joy for all people. A Savior has been born to you. And he wasn't just supernaturally beamed in. I mean, he did come with a supernatural conception, but from there forward, he came very naturally. While he may have enjoyed the journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem while nestled in Mary's womb, that rocking back and forth that often puts a baby to sleep during the day but seems to keep them awake at night for those expectant moms. I mean, we don't know whether she walked. We do see her on a donkey. We really don't know, but there was a journey. And then when they arrived in Bethlehem, they weren't there very long before there was another journey. This journey was very short, but it was going to be arduous, just like for any baby. Soon, very soon, God Almighty, in the presence of Jesus, will literally breathe the air we breathe. And we will be able to say, he is here, God with us, Emmanuel. We mentioned earlier that today we celebrate.
Que este día estamos celebrando.
Both that he came.
Que él vino.
And also why he came.
Y por qué vino.
There's another place that we find the birth story in the New Testament.
Hay otro lugar donde nosotros encontramos la historia del nacimiento en el Nuevo Testamento.
But we rarely read it at Christmas.
Pero normalmente nosotros no lo leemos en Navidad.
Because it really doesn't talk about the manger scene.
Porque de verdad eso no habla acerca de la escena de el pesebre.
It really starts in heaven.
Empieza en el cielo.
I think we don't read it.
Yo creo que no lo leemos.
First, because it's not in the gospel accounts.
Primero, porque no está en los evangelios.
But I think also we may not read it.
Pero yo creo que tal vez no lo leemos.
Because it challenges us.
Porque nos reta.
It challenges us at Christmas.
Nos reta a nosotros en Navidad.
Not just to read the story.
No solamente a leer la historia.
But that we are to live like his story.
Pero que nosotros tenemos que vivir como la historia.
You see, in Philippians chapter 2.
Ve ustedes que en Filipenses capítulo 2.
It tells us that our attitude should be the same as that of Jesus Christ.
Nos dice que nuestra actitud debería de ser como la actitud de Jesucristo.
Who, being in very nature God.
Que fue como en forma de Dios.
Did not consider equality with God something to be held on to.
Pero no escatimó ser igual a Dios como cosa que aferrarse.
But he made himself nothing.
Pero se hizo a sí mismo nada.
He took on the very nature of a servant.
Él tomó la naturaleza del siervo.
And was made to be just like a human.
Y fue hecho como hombre.
That's the birth story.
Esa es la historia del nacimiento.
It's the story behind the story.
Es la historia detrás de la historia.
Not just that he came.
No que él vino.
But solamente. Clearly where he came from.
Sino que claramente de donde él vino.
And who he was.
Y quién él era.
And that the Lord of glory.
Y que el Señor de gloria.
Made himself nothing.
Se hizo a sí mismo nada.
He became fully like a human.
Vino a ser completamente como hombre.
But not only that.
Pero no solamente eso.
He challenges us to be the same.
Sino que nos reta a nosotros a hacer lo mismo.
Almighty God,
el Dios poderoso,
became without might,
vino sin ningún tipo de poder,
without power,
sin poder,
to defend even his own life,
para defender ni siquiera su propia vida.
He was hidden in the womb of a young girl.
Él fue escondido en el vientre de una jovencita.
Almighty God,
el Dios todopoderoso,
had an umbilical cord like every other baby.
Tuvo un cordón umbilical como cualquier otro niño.
Think about it.
Piensa al respecto.
He was dependent on Mary.
Él estaba dependiendo de María.
To eat.
Para comer.
If she didn't eat.
Si ella no comía.
He didn't get nourishment.
Él no agarraba esa nutrición.
If Mary didn't breathe.
Si María no respiraba.
He didn't get oxygen.
Él no agarraba oxígeno.
He became totally dependent.
Él vino a estar totalmente dependiendo.
On the life of that young lady.
En la vida de esa jovencita.
That's something.
¿No es algo?
What we lost in the garden.
Lo que nosotros perdimos en el jardín.
When we said we don't want to depend on God any longer.
Cuando nosotros dijimos que no queríamos depender de Dios más.
We said we don't want to depend on God, we want to depend on ourselves.
Cuando nosotros dijimos no queremos depender de Dios, queremos depender de nosotros mismos.
God himself.
Dios mismo.
Left heaven. And did exactly the opposite.
Y hizo exactamente lo opuesto.
He became humbly dependent.
Vino a ser humildemente dependiente.
On mankind.
En la raza humana.
Isn't that amazing?
¿No es tremendo?
We took pride in the garden.
Nosotros nos orgullecimos allá en el jardín.
And we lost humble dependence.
Y perdimos nosotros la dependencia humilde.
God Almighty,
el Dios Todopoderoso,
laid aside the robes of glory,
dejó allá las vestiduras de gloria,
and humbled himself,
y se humilló a sí mismo,
and became a human being,
y vino a ser humano.
Said he made himself nothing.
Dice que se hizo a sí mismo nada.
We hold on to our rights.
Nosotros nos agarramos de nuestros derechos.
He laid aside his rights.
Él dejó su derecho.
We hold on to our place.
Nosotros nos agarramos de nuestro lugar.
He left his place.
Él dejó su lugar.
We hold on to our privileges.
Nosotros nos agarramos de nuestros privilegios.
He laid aside all of his
Él dejó todos sus privilegios.
Man, he laid aside his right to be worshipped.
Él dejó su derecho de ser adorado.
His right to be adored.
Su derecho de ser adorado.
His right to be called worthy.
Su derecho de ser hecho digno.
Or holy.
O santo.
Holy.
Santo.
Holy.
Santo.
He laid aside his right to be served.
Él dejó su derecho de ser servido.
And dressed like a servant.
Y se vistió como sirviente.
And began serving others.
Y empezó a servir a otros.
He made himself nothing.
Él se hizo a sí mismo nada.
The great I am.
El gran yo soy.
Became a servant.
Vino a ser sirviente.
And for those of us who call Jesus
y
Lord,
para esos que le llamamos a Jesús Señor,
he has said,
él ha dicho,
that attitude in you,
esa actitud en ti,
should be just like mine.
Debería de ser como la mía.
Now I don't know about you,
yo no sé usted,
but some days I have an attitude.
Pero hay veces que yo tengo actitudes.
And it's not always the attitude of Jesus.
Y no todo el tiempo son las actitudes de Jesús.
But this is the birth story.
Pero esta es la historia del nacimiento.
And he wants his attitude,
y él quiere que su actitud,
to be born in my heart as well.
Sea nacida en mi corazón también.
We're so afraid that we'll be taken advantage of.
Tenemos tanto temor de que podamos tomar ventaja de eso.
We're so afraid that we'll be thought little of.
Tenemos tanto temor de que podamos tomarlo en poco.
We're so afraid that we'll be like a doormat.
Estamos tan temerosos que creemos que podemos llegar a ser una carpeta. Que otros nos va a usar.
And just clean their feet on
y
us.
Y que va a limpiar sus pies en nosotros.
But Jesus Christ.
Pero Jesucristo.
He became the doormat for the world.
Él vino a ser la carpeta para el mundo.
And all of our sins.
Y todos nuestros pecados.
Were wiped off onto him.
Fueron limpiados sobre él.
He freed us from the penalty of our sin.
Él nos libertó de la penalidad del pecado.
But he also freed us from the power of sin.
Pero también nos libertó del poder del pecado.
We can once again humble ourselves.
Nosotros otra vez podemos humillarnos a nosotros mismos.
And be totally dependent on him for everything.
Y ser totalmente dependiente de él en
todo. See, the key to freedom.
Sabe que la llave de la libertad.
Is humble trust.
Es humildad y confianza.
When our identity is wrapped up in him,
cuando nuestra identidad está arropada en él,
we are set free to be just like him.
Nosotros somos libertados para ser como él.
We can then give ourselves away in love.
Nosotros podemos darnos en amor.
Humility.
Humildad.
The life of the humble.
La vida de la humildad.
Flows from a secure heart.
Sale de un corazón seguro.
And that's why Philippians 2:8 was true as well.
Y por eso es que Filipenses 2:8 es verdad también.
Though he had done nothing wrong.
Porque él no hizo nada malo.
Though he was holy and pure.
Que él fue santo y puro.
He was found in appearance as a man.
Él fue encontrado en la apariencia de un hombre.
And he humbled himself.
Y él se humilló a sí mismo.
And he became obedient.
Y vino a ser obediente.
Obedient to death.
Obediente hasta la muerte.
Even death on a cross.
Aún la muerte en la cruz.
He laid aside.
Él dejó.
Every right he had to be worshipped.
Todo derecho que él tenía de ser
Every
adorado.
Every right he had to be adored.
Todo derecho que tenía de ser
and
adorado.
Instead of calling him worthy.
Y en vez de ser llamado digno.
And instead of calling him holy.
En vez de ser llamado santo.
At the cross.
En la cruz.
Mankind said he's not worthy.
El hombre dijo que él no era merecedor.
He's not holy.
Él no era santo.
But he's sinless.
Pero era sin pecado.
And of no value.
Y no tenía valor.
A life to be discarded.
Una vida que necesitaba ser descartada.
And so instead of a wreath,
entonces, en vez de estar arriba,
he wore a crown of thorns.
En vez de una corona, él llevó una corona de espinas.
Jesus came not to give us this season.
Jesús no vino a darnos esta temporada.
But to give us freedom.
Pero para darnos libertad.
In this season.
En las temporadas.
Have you come to Jesus?
¿Usted ha venido a Jesús?
To be set free from the penalty of your sin?
Para ser liberado de la penalidad de su pecado?
And have you come to Jesus?
¿Y si usted ha venido a Jesús?
To be set free from the power of
para
sin?
Para ser libertado del poder del pecado?
If not.
Si no.
Why not?
¿Por qué no?
There's today.
Este día.
It's just days before we celebrate his birth.
Días antes de nosotros celebrar su nacimiento.
Have you asked Christ to forgive you?
¿Usted le ha pedido a Jesucristo que lo perdone?
If not, why not?
Si no, ¿por qué no?
Maybe this is the first time.
Tal vez esta es la primera vez.
That you've really understood what Christmas is all about.
Que tal vez usted entienda por primera vez de lo que se trata la Navidad.
And you're saying, so that's why he came.
Y usted dirá, por eso es que él vino.
He came for me.
Él vino por mí.
For my sin.
Por mi pecado.
And the sin of the world.
Y el pecado del mundo.
Would you bow your heads for just a moment?
¿Podría inclinar su cabeza por un momento?
The angels declared.
Los ángeles declararon.
Good news.
Buenas nuevas.
Of great joy.
De gran gozo.
That good news is here today.
Esas buenas nuevas están aquí este día.
You can be free.
Usted puede ser liberado.
And have great joy.
Y tener gran gozo.
You see, nobody needs to explain to you.
Usted sabe que nadie necesita explicarle.
That you've done things wrong.
Que usted ha hecho cosas malas.
Nobody needs to tell you.
Nadie necesita decirle.
That you've said things that aren't true.
Que usted ha dicho cosas que no son verdad.
Nobody needs to tell you that you've been selfish.
Nadie tiene que decirle que usted ha sido egoísta.
Nobody needs to tell you that you've not honored God.
Nadie necesita decirle que usted no ha honrado a Dios.
Not honored your parents.
Que no ha honrado a sus padres.
The Holy Spirit himself.
El Espíritu Santo mismo.
Convicts your heart.
Da convicción a tu corazón.
But here's the good news.
Pero aquí están las buenas nuevas.
The scripture says,
la escritura dice,
whoever calls on the name of the Lord,
que todo aquel que clame en el nombre del Señor,
trusts in him,
que cualquiera que confíe en él,
shall be saved.
Será salvo.
Can be forgiven.
Puede ser perdonado.
And belong to Jesus forever.
Y pertenecer a Jesús por siempre.
You say, well, how do I do that?
Y usted dice, ¿cómo hago yo eso?
You got to call on Jesus.
Usted tiene que clamar a Jesús.
I can't call on him for you.
Yo no puedo clamar a Jesús por usted.
But you can call on him.
Pero usted puede clamar a él.
Right where you sit.
Ahí mismo donde está sentado.
Right now.
Ahora
we're
mismo.
We're going to pray.
Vamos a orar.
And you just tell him something like
this. Y usted
like
dígale
this.
Algo así como esto.
Lord Jesus,
Señor Jesús,
as I bow before you,
yo me inclino delante de ti,
I agree with you.
Yo estoy de acuerdo contigo.
I know.
Yo sé.
I know that I've sinned.
Yo sé que he pecado.
But you never sinned.
Pero tú nunca pecaste.
I know I deserve to be punished for
yo
my
sé
sin.
Que yo merezco ser castigado por mi pecado.
You never sinned.
Nunca tú pecaste.
But you were punished for my
pero
sin.
Pero tú fuiste castigado por mi pecado.
So that I could go free.
Para que yo pueda ser libre.
So today, Jesus.
Entonces este día yo, Jesús.
I'm thanking you.
Te doy gracias.
And I'm asking you to forgive me.
Y te pido que me perdones.
I'm asking you to save me.
Te pido que me salves.
I'm calling on you, Lord
yo
Jesus.
Yo clamo a ti, Jesús.
And I'm asking you to forgive me
y
for all of
my sin. Y te pido que me
sin.
Perdones por todo. Mis pecados.
To come into my heart
y que vengas
my life,
a mi corazón y a mi vida.
I want to belong to
yo
you
quiero
forever.
Pertenecer a ti por siempre.
Thank you, Jesus.
Gracias, Jesús.
For loving me.
Por amarme.
Thank you for coming after
gracias
me.
Por seguirme
thank
y perseguirme.
You for speaking to my heart
gracias por hablar a mi corazón.
Today.
Este día.
Amen.
Amen.
I want to encourage you.
Yo quiero animarte.
If you receive Christ as your Lord and Savior today,
si tú recibiste a Jesucristo este día como tu Señor y tu Salvador,
in just a moment,
en un momento,
we're going to have a song.
Vamos a tener una alabanza.
And then in just a moment, we're going to participate in communion.
Y en un momento vamos a participar en la comunión.
It's symbolic of what Jesus did for us on the cross.
Es simbólico de lo que Jesús hizo por nosotros en la cruz.
If you came to Christ today,
si usted vino a Cristo este día,
this will be your first communion as a believer.
Este va a ser su primera cena con el Señor como creyente.
And you'll celebrate this Christmas.
Y usted va a celebrar estas Navidades.
Like no Christmas before.
Como ninguna otra Navidad antes. Y les dijo, ¿cuánto he deseado comer con vosotros esta Pascua antes que padezca? Porque os digo que no comeré más hasta que se cumpla el reino en el reino de Dios. Y habiendo tomado la copa, dio gracias y dijo, tomad esto. Y repartirlo entre vosotros. Porque os digo que no beberé más del fruto de la vid hasta que el reino de Dios venga. Y tomó el pan y dio gracias. Y lo partió y les dio diciendo, esto es mi cuerpo que por vosotros es dado. Haced esto en memoria de mí. De igual manera, después que hubo cenado, tomó la copa diciendo, esta copa es el nuevo pacto en mi sangre que por vosotros se derrama.
So normally at the start of every service,
normalmente al principio de cada servicio,
I ask you to get your bulletin.
Yo te pido que saques tu boletín.
But I didn't say that at the start of this service.
Pero no dije eso al empezar este servicio.
Because we started with the little drummer boy.
Porque nosotros lo empezamos con el tamborilero.
And you can't write when the drums are going like
y usted
that.
No puede escribir cuando los tambores están yendo de esa manera.
But I want to ask you to grab your prayer card right now.
Pero quiero pedirte que agarres tu tarjetita de oración ahora mismo.
At least put your name on there.
Y al menos pon tu nombre ahí.
I want to pray for you this week.
Quiero orar por ti esta semana.
We're not going to pass an offering plate during this service.
No vamos a pasar nuestro plato de ofrenda durante este servicio.
We're just going to put it down front here.
Lo vamos a poner aquí enfrente.
And I want a prayer card from everybody.
Yo quiero una tarjetita de oración de todos.
If you're visiting with us,
si usted nos está visitando,
that is all that we ask that you give is your prayer card.
Lo único que le pedimos que dé es su tarjetita de oración.
But if it's your home church,
pero si esta es tu iglesia donde te congregas,
you give financially as God leads you to give.
Tú das financieramente como el Señor te manda dar.
To support the work of the ministry through his local church.
Para poder apoyar el trabajo del ministerio a través de su iglesia local.
Now, before you go today,
antes de irse,
I want to bless you in the name of the Lord.
Quiero bendecirte en el nombre del Señor.
I want to bless you with the reading from Numbers 6:24.
Quiero bendecirte con una lectura del libro de Números capítulo 6, verso 24.
It's called the Aaronic Blessing.
Se le llama la bendición arónica.
And then I want to add to it.
Y quiero después agregarle.
So if you would bow before the Lord.
Si usted se inclina delante del Señor.
May the Lord bless you and keep you.
Que el Señor te mantenga y te guarde.
May the Lord make his face to shine upon you.
Que el Señor haga que su rostro resplandezca de ti.
May he be gracious to you.
Y que él sea tenga gracia delante de ti.
May the Lord turn his face towards you.
Que el Señor dé su rostro a ti.
And give you peace.
Y te dé paz.
May the light of his love shine on you.
Resplandezca sobre ti.
And may he fill your heart with his love.
Y que llene su corazón con su amor.
This Christmas.
Estas Navidades.
May he bless you.
Que él te bendiga.
And may you be a blessing in his name.
Y que tú seas una bendición en su nombre.
To those around you.
Aquellos que están alrededor tuyo.
Amen.
Amen.
And Merry Christmas.
Y muchas Navidades.
Now take a moment and say hello to one another.
Tome un tiempo para saludarse el uno al otro.
And I'll see you Christmas Eve.
Y te veo en el servicio de Navidad.
Merry Christmas, church.
Dios los bendiga, iglesia.